This weekend, the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra is performing the world premiere of Jonathan Leshnoff's Guitar Concerto, featuring guitarist Manuel Barueco. Composer Jonathan Leshnoff is with me in the studio. Welcome back.
Thank you very much for having me.
This is really exciting, not only to have your piece premiered by the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra, but to have Manuel Barueco as your soloist. That's fabulous. Now, he is much more than just your soloist in this case, isn't he?
Indeed. He's a partner in crime. He's been a very close collaborator in this, because writing for guitar is really hard, especially if you don't play the instrument. It's a very, very idiosyncratic instrument. And whereas in other instruments, I could have a melody or an idea, and that just comes out. With the guitar, someone really has to know how the entire instrument works. So everything that I've written had to, he had to see it and think about it and tell me what worked and what didn't. So it went through multiple revisions through his help.
So how long was the process? Are we talking months, years?
Years.
Wow. A lot of patience on both of your parts, I think.
Indeed.
That's terrific. Now, this being a guitar concerto, there is a little bit of a Latin influence in the music, but also a Hebrew influence as well, yes?
Indeed. The work is in three movements. And the first movement is very angular and quick, nervous almost. It sets the stage for the second movement, which is absent of all strings and winds. The second movement is based on a Jewish mystical concept of hod. Hod means humility. And the idea is that when someone takes themselves out of the picture, there's more space to receive. And so by eliminating the winds and the brass, and just having the strings and the harp, the guitar is able to sing and express its natural soul and idea. And this is followed and actually juxtaposed by this quick last movement, which is simply fun. It's a dance in with, as you mentioned, a Latin influence meant to end the piece on a lively note.
How do you decide when you're composing? Because you've written a lot of music at this point, and how do you decide which characteristics each movement is going to have? And do you ever end up changing them around in terms of their order?
Indeed, I do all the time. I'm a composer that keeps revising and thinking about a composition. But the first thing I do is, before I even write a note, is I have to have a plan. And the first step of the process is literally to think and come up with a visual graphic plan. For example, this concerto, they asked for a 20-minute concerto. So I said, I need 20 minutes. I have to do something. Where is the high point going to be? Where's the low point? Where are things going to be silent? Where are things going to be ecstatic? And over the three movements, I actually plan those and draw them out. Once I have this sketch, now I have a map and I know where I'm going to go and I'm able to plug things in. So until I come up with that sketch, things are always in a state of flux, but eventually I nail that down and I know exactly where everything needs to be.
It's interesting. It sounds almost like writing a book or a movie, the narrative arc. And even though this isn't a programmatic piece per se, it sounds very similar.
Indeed. That's exactly what it is. I'm of the aesthetic that art needs a plan. And in that sense, it is similar to other disciplines.
This is the world premiere of Jonathan Leshnoff's Guitar Concerto, featuring soloist Manuel Barueco, January 9th and 12th at the Meyerhof with the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. Marin Alsop will be conducting, yes?
Indeed.
For information about the world premiere performances of Jonathan Leshnoff's Guitar Concerto with the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra and guitarist Manuel Barueco, there's information online at www.bsomusic.org or at 410-783-8000. My guest today, composer Jonathan Leshnoff, thank you so much and congratulations.
Thank you very much, Diana.
For WBJC, I'm Diana Neal.